Let's explore what's in a name. We'll do it as part of the Race Card Project, where six-word stories about race and cultural identity start compelling conversations. We're going to hear six words of a Des Moines, Iowa high school teacher whose name causes people to make assumptions.
My name is Jamal. I'm white.
My name is Jamal. I'm white. Jamal Allen sent those six words to the Race Card Project and said his name has led to a lifetime of racial encounters. He once wrote a blog post about it, and here's an excerpt.
Growing up, I never thought twice about my name. Of course, I was next door to a commune, hanging out with Orly, O'Shea, Larksong, River Rock, Sky Blue, and more than one rainbow. In a high school soccer game, I was called a white man with a, well, horrific racial expletive deleted name. In January of 2002, I flew to London. I was randomly selected for additional passenger screening. It was me, Mohammed, Abdul, Tariq, and an old white-haired lady named Jenny Smith. Seriously. I'm not sure what was faster, Jenny Smith's pat-down or the dropping of the TSA agent's face when I responded to the name Jamal.
Wow. Jamal Allen spoke with NPR's Michelle Norris, who runs the Race Card Project.
Why don't we begin at the beginning? How did you get the name Jamal?
The story behind it is really not that remarkable. There's no family relation, anything like that. My parents kind of decided they wanted less traditional names for their children. Both of them go by nicknames, essentially, as their legal names. Now, my mother's name was Kathleen. She goes by Kat. My father's name was Terry, and he goes by just his initials, T.A. My dad was a Los Angeles Lakers fan, and they had had a player named Jamal Wilkes, and that name sort of came up. My mom heard the name, and this was actually when she was pregnant with my sister. I don't think they knew the gender yet, but she just fell in love with the sound of the name and sort of picked it. So it was tabbed for me, you know, 2 to 3 years before I was even born. So I have an older sister whose name is Madeira, and my name's Jamal, just to spice things up a bit, I guess.
And you grew up in Oregon?
I did. I grew up in southern Oregon. So our house, our little 18 acres, was between a commune on one side, and on the other side was a llama ranch. So it was a very beautiful nature area.
Jamal. Do you know what the word means?
It actually means beauty in Arabic, which sounds very conceited when I say that out loud.
Well, if you're going to own your name, that's a nice way to put a handle on it. And say,
that's right. And actually, you know, learning the meaning behind it and the sort of, well, beauty that comes in the sound of the name, I like that quite a bit.
You know, at the Race Card Project, we collect stories about race and cultural identity, and it sounds like your name has catapulted you into a world where you are sort of always dealing with questions of identity and race and cultural stereotypes because of the name that you sign, the name that you bear.
Absolutely. I live in Des Moines, Iowa now, and two of the last three times I've gone out to a restaurant or out for drinks with any friends who are black, my friend has been handed my debit card by the waitress or by the bartender, sort of making an assumption based on the name on the card rather than paying attention to who handed it to him. They say, oh, Jamal, that must be the black guy sitting here.
So do you let this roll off your shoulder, or does it give you an opportunity to explore something that's not just an irritant, but maybe gives your life in some ways deeper insight or deeper meaning? I mean, you're a teacher, and so I wonder if there are all kinds of teachable moments all around your life because of this.
Well, sort of both, I would suppose. I mean, the school that I teach at is relatively diverse. When class starts, people usually don't bring it up on a first day, but after I've sort of developed a rapport with the students and they feel comfortable having kind of open conversations, they'll say, you know, when class started, I thought you were going to be black. And several times there's been decent conversations about, you know, well, why would you assume that and what did that mean? And were you disappointed? Were you, you know, what were your thoughts when you actually saw me?
Well, that's a heck of an icebreaker, isn't it? You can go deep rather fast.
Yeah, and that's a positive thing, I suppose.
The question of someone's name, particularly if it has ethnic overtones, can have real consequences. There have been studies that find that black-sounding names can be an impediment to getting a job. After responding to 1,300 classified ads, the authors of one particular study found that black-sounding names were 50% less likely to get a callback than white-sounding names with comparable resumes.
That's a sort of disturbing statistic.
Interesting thing is it seems like it worked the opposite way for you.
Yeah. The principal who hired me mentioned, you know, hey, you're pretty lucky to get a job. they hadn't been planning on taking another student teacher because it was a relatively small building. And then my application showed up, and they scanned through it, the administrative team, and they saw someone named Jamal, who played basketball, listed Muhammad Ali among his heroes and inspirations, and thought, you know, we could use some diversity in our staff, so let's bring this guy on. I think he'd be, you know, good for some of our younger minority male students. And, well, then I showed up.
And what happened when you showed up?
Well, nothing too strange. I mean, I did have an interesting conversation with one of the secretaries when I, you know, you check in on that first day and introduce yourself to get your little ID badge. And I came and said, I'm Jamal Allen. I'll be student teaching. And she said, oh, you're Jamal. Oh, I expected you were going to be... And there was a very long, very pregnant pause. And the word she came up with was taller, which was interesting because I am relatively short. I'm about 5'9", but that seemed like a strange response. So I just sort of chuckled and said, yeah, I get reactions like that a lot.
On one hand, someone might look at that and say, well, gosh, that's affirmative action. Right there, that's how he got the job. You know, the joke's on them. And someone else might look at that and say, well, he got diversity, but not the kind that he was expecting because of your name and your experience and growing up in between a commune and a llama farm. Not many people can claim that as part of their background, can they?
Right. You know, I think either viewpoint could potentially be valid, but you're absolutely right. They said, well, we need more diversity. We need someone who resonates well and can connect with some of the, you know, young male students here. And you know, it may not have been because of how I look, but that was exactly what they got.
Jamal Allen speaking with NPR's Michelle Norris for the Race Card Project.